This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. A new report out today says Texas needs to do a better job of educating young kids. Parents also need help finding affordable, quality child care. A vibrant future for Texas is at risk, says Bob Sanborn. The president of the nonprofit Children at Risk says the state needs more qualified workers, and that starts at an early age.
We're going to need to make sure that we're taking care of our kids, that they're ready to learn when they hit pre-K and kindergarten. We're not doing that today, and that's going to put our workforce in jeopardy.
The Children at Risk study, funded by the Kellogg Foundation, shows half of Texas children live in poverty, and only half of Texas children start kindergarten ready to learn. Lori Larea, president of Workforce Solutions Dallas, says that's where quality, affordable child care could make a difference.
Parents are now refusing jobs because they can't afford quality care for their kids. That should not be a choice. It's not a good choice for the workforce. It's not a good choice for employers. And employers are begging for talent. Talent will only be there if the parent knows that their child can be well cared for.
Children at Risk says Texas gets more than $500 million federal dollars a year in child care subsidies. The group wants more information on how that money is spent. It also wants state agencies like the Workforce Commission and Education Agency to coordinate efforts because working together would help more Texans. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.